This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is bringing an ambitious message to this weekend's G20 Leaders Summit in India. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener has more.
Biden is hoping to persuade fast-growing economies in Africa, Latin America, and Asia that there is an alternative to China's massive infrastructure plan called the Belt and Road Project, which has funneled billions of dollars to developing countries, but left many deeply in debt. Part of that pitch involves reforming the World Bank and boosting its funding under President Ajay Banga for infrastructure in the developing world. Washington thinks a rebooted World Bank could meet the Global South's needs and serve its own interests.
Jillian Kitchener reporting. A cyclone that hit southern Brazil has led to flooding that has killed dozens and left thousands homeless. We get more from the AP's Karen Chamas.
In the city of Mucum, resident Marcos Antonio Gomez walks on top of debris that was once his home. He told the AP, the water arrived very fast. It was rising 6.5 feet an hour. After managing to flee, he came back to a scene of utter devastation. His house, amongst many, had been flattened. We're trying to recover a bit of what's left, but there's very little left. Nothing, actually. Not even close. But Gomez was one of the lucky ones. In one house in his hometown, rescuers found 15 bodies. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Asian financial capital, or hub that is, of Hong Kong, was drenched on Friday by the heaviest rain since records began 140 years ago, killing one person, injuring 83, according to media reports, as unusually wet weather caused by typhoons brought more disruptions to southern China. This is VOA News. Mali's interim government said Islamist militants attacked a military camp and a vessel in the northeastern section of the country, killing civilians and soldiers. We get more from VOA's Scott Walterman.
The two separate attacks targeted the Timbuktu boat on the Niger River and an army position at Bamba in the northern region. The assaults were claimed by a group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Earlier, the Malian army said on social media that the boat was attacked around 1100 GMT by what they called armed terrorist groups. The vessel, plying an established route between cities along the river, was targeted by at least three rockets. Images on social media showed a cloud of black smoke rising above the river. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
The Pentagon is repositioning some troops and equipment within Niger and will withdraw a small number of non-essential personnel out of an abundance of caution. U.S. officials told Reuters Thursday the first major American military movement in Niger since a coup in July. The United States has been pressing for a diplomatic resolution of the crisis that erupted on July 26 when Niger's military officers seized power, deposed President Mohamed Bazoum, placed him on house arrest. Turkish President Erdogan and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin are pledging deeper economic cooperation as the list of international sanctions on Russia grows. We get more on the story from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Relations between the leaders had been cooling after Erdogan angered Moscow with his support for Ukraine's bid for NATO membership. But analysts say the outcome of the Sochi summit is a strong sign the Russian leader cannot afford to downscale relations with Erdogan. Columnist Ilhan Ulusgel for Turkey's Kusadolga news portal.
Putin cannot face losing Erdogan. I mean, that's for sure.
Russian officials confirmed Wednesday that Turkey will participate with Russia and Qatar to supply 1 million metric tons of grain to 6 African countries. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Teen sensation Coco Gauff reached her first U.S. Open final by defeating Carolina Mokova on Thursday night. Here's Gauff speaking after that match.
Not going on social media or listening to people who believe that I can or believe that I can't. So I've just been really focusing on myself. So I really believe that now I have the maturity and ability to do it. You know, regardless of what happens on Saturday, I'm really proud of how I've been handling the last few weeks.
Coco Gauff. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.